This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Can you hear us, Fiona?
I can. Aren't you guys technological?
Oh, look. Bit of a rubber band and an old needle, and here we are.
Ah, see, this is why we love community radio.
Isn't it?
Extraordinary.
We wanted to ask you first off, Fiona. We just had Harriet Shing on. The government's taking, taking back control of safe schools. What your view on the program and what the government's doing?
I'm in favour of it, and I think having a government actually owning this excellent development program is a good thing. You know, I don't see any great advantage to it operating outside the department, and I think, you know, in many ways, this may actually enhance and enlarge the curriculum that the Safe Schools program brings.
Fiona, it's Tass here. Good morning to you. One of the bits of feedback that I've had is that it's actually going to embed the program into the education department and its work. And of course, they've already done that with the Respectful Relationships program, which came out of the NGO sector back into the department to really target domestic violence and relationships. So I see that as being a positive. But I'm going to ask you, one of your colleagues in the lower house was reported in The Australian this morning, Nick Wakeling, who called for the scrapping of the program in The Australian. Do you have a response to that?
You know, Nick Wakeling is just making politics out of is being one of those politicians that really gives a bad name to all politicians when he's using politics. He's playing with people's lives for political advantage.
Correct.
Now, and I think it's I think it's deceitful. You know, this was this was a program that was supported by the former Liberal government. You know, this was a program that was expanded and funded by the former Liberal government in Victoria. So why they've all of a sudden had this great turnaround? I mean, the Education Minister, Martin Dixon, and you wouldn't say he's a radical lefty by any means.
You mean the former minister?
The former education minister, Nick's colleague.
Predecessor.
Yes. So when Martin Dixon was the education minister, he was highly supportive of the program. So this is plain politics. And
do you think they're kowtowing to people like Erica Betts and some of their
George
national
Christensen and?
Yeah, I certainly think they are, and I think this is For a party that calls themselves a Liberal Party, this is really frightening.
Big L rather than small L Liberal, I think. Fiona.
I know. Mm. We all know that the Sex Party is the real Liberal Party here, you know. But I wish they'd change their names. But it does seem that they are moving to the right, and you know, we've been hearing stories of sort of these anti-abortion radical conservatives starting to branch stack a number of the Liberal Party branches here in Victoria. And the Victorian Liberal Party has always been known for being quite moderate, but I think we're starting to see a real change of the guard, and it's incredibly troubling.
Like everybody else,
they're
lurching further to the right.
And Fiona, whatever else you can do to support the program, we would certainly endorse you and support you in doing that. We in this program are very committed to ensuring that every school in Victoria is a safe school for students and teachers and their families.
Correct.
Exactly, and I think now, and actually bringing it into the department probably makes that far more likely that we are going to get it into every school, and that it will also work to enhance our respectful relationships programs. And something that I've been banging on about is that I would hope we would also start seeing appropriate sex education, honest, age-appropriate sex education in all schools in Victoria as well. So I see that having safe schools coming into the department, working alongside respectful relationships and hopefully an expansion of some of our sex education can actually only be a positive thing for our community and our students.
So that's on your advocacy agenda going forward? I was going to...
Yes, I was just going to say we need to probably move on to one of your own initiatives, which is around safe injecting rooms and what that looks like as we go into 2017.
Well, you know, it's... I'm on an inquiry looking into reducing the driving age from 18 to 17, which brings Victoria into line with every other state. Now, the concern about this is that we may inevitably see an increase in the road toll if that was to happen. And everyone agrees that it would be very small, but it could be somewhere between 1 and 10. So that is a reason for the government to say we don't support reducing the death toll. Now, 172 opioid overdoses last year, and they don't see that as a reason to change the law on safe injecting rooms. I think this is urgent. We are seeing more and more people dying. We're now talking about whether, you know, people at Burger King should get naloxone training so they can become emergency health workers in between flipping burgers.
That's absurd.
We desperately need it. And we know we've got 30 years of evidence from around the world, including New South Wales, that it works, it saves lives, and it gets some of our most marginalised people back into the system, and it starts building trust with those marginalised people of the system that may be able to help them.
I mean, we give, you know, the government, you know, funds needle programs. Why can't we have somewhere for people to use them, for God's sake? I mean...
I know, exactly, Macca. It's completely perverse that we give people safe needles knowing that they're going to use them to inject drugs, and we don't give them a safe place to do that.
It's
here's a safe needle. Good luck. Off you go down the back alley or
that's right.
Into the public
and then
toilet.
You know, and stick it in the sand on some Kilda Beach, and you'll be right.
Fiona, I'm hoping on this issue, I'm hoping we might, just given we had a little bit of trouble with the phone lines, that we might be able to get you back early in the new year to sort of explore this a little bit more, get you into the studio, and see if we can't sort of help unpack this particular issue, because I think the
needs a longer chat.
The more that we can try and discuss it openly, the less taboo there is around safe injection.
I'd love to do that. I've tabled the first reading of a bill to allow for a safe injection room and a pilot program for pill testing. So in the new year, it'd be great to talk in more detail about those.
The other thing I'd like to jump on with you in the new year is euthanasia, because I think that's going to become a very topical issue for us next year as well.
And I can tell you why the road toll would increase if you lower the driving age, Fiona. It's because the licensing system in Victoria is a joke. It is a complete joke, right? It does not teach you to drive. It does not teach you stopping distances. It doesn't teach you how to overtake safely. If they want an example, look at what they do in Germany. That's where they teach people to drive. Victoria needs to get its shit together.
Whoa.
It is not fair.
Oh, he's swearing, Fiona. We have to go.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for your time this morning.
He sounds
oh, he's had his happy flakes this morning.
Yeah.
Best wishes for the season, and see you in the new year.
Yeah. Happy joy to everyone and all the listeners.
Cheers.
Thanks, Fiona.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.